want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Shelly Gardner. I almost said Shelly Wells. I've got Shelly Wells on my brain today.
Hey, Bernadette.
Hey. So, hey. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Did you see that? Did it hurt that new computer that I bought?
No, I think the computer's okay.
The whole microphone just fell off the little holdy thing and slammed into the brand new Apple computer that I got, Lexi, about what, 3 weeks ago? Something like that?
Yeah. Good choice. Do you like your Apple?
Oh,
you loving
man.
It?
I love mine. We got matching computers. It is so sweet. I haven't even begun to explore all the stuff on it because I've just been so busy. But you know, only the spa's got one week left, Danny. A week from today is its last day.
So how are you feeling about that, Bern?
I'm feeling great about it. I really am. Okay, Danny's coming in to help fix the mic because it's kaput. Here comes Dan, the fix-it man, going to fix it. But yeah, I am feeling good about it. And I actually am going to do a pretty ingenious thing. It's something that I have thought about for a very long time, is having an Airbnb at my home. Okay. And so, and Nia's always saying, Mom, can't we do an Airbnb? And I'm like, are you kidding me with everything I've got going on? That's the last thing I need. But I am going to have more time because I think the spa is going to get bought, actually, and it's going to get sold and moved down the street, not that far down on Oak Lawn, perhaps. But anyway, I'm going to open an Airbnb and F. So you get to bed, breakfast, and float. So you get to float while you're there.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
And then I'm thinking about doing a B&B and a F and F. So after you float, I'm going to make a fire outside in the middle of my lawn. So wouldn't that be awesome when you're in that state of mind to stare into a beautiful fire and just chill out and watch the stars?
That does sound awesome.
And then, you know, and when you're done, you go into the and go to sleep in your bed and then breakfast in the morning. I'm going to do 100% organic food too. So I'm super excited about it. I can pick and choose whenever I want to work too.
Oh, I want to come stay there.
Yeah, so many people are already. It's probably going to have like a waiting list. So we'll see.
Well, when I used to travel for business, I always used to stay at a B&B. I mean, imagine if you were a business traveler.
Oh, yeah.
How fantastic that would be decompress after a busy day.
I think it might be the first one in the world, actually. Think about it. How many B&Bs do you know that have a float tank available?
None.
And not just a float tank, but one by Floataway, which is, you know, pretty much one of the best in the business. And it's real big and luxurious and beautiful. And I'm gonna make it fun. I am.
It sounds fun.
Yeah. So I'm going to help pay my taxes.
There you go.
And have fun while I'm doing it. Did you get your microphone
fixed?
Yeah,
that was weird.
That was weird. What happened? The screwy?
Just spinned all the way off.
Oh. Well, yeah, the little spindle thing is missing, isn't it?
No, it was just like somebody must have been spinning it before.
No, see this? Look, it's got like a little screw with a little wingy thing. I don't know what you call it.
I think yours is the only one that has that.
Mine's the only one that has the wing.
You have the fancy mic.
Yours has a wing nut.
Is that what it is? Oh, yeah, you're the engineer. A wing nut. That's right. Yeah, I'm a wing nut. Okay. So did anybody, he's not in the room yet, is he? And you two, did you see the Grammys last night, Danny? I was blown away by the performances last night. These two girls, neither one of them watched it. Can you believe that? Did you not watch it either?
I was watching basketball.
Yeah.
You didn't see any of it?
I mean, I saw the monologue. And then it's just like, because
I was in heaven. I was up dancing in my living room for probably off and on for, well, during the whole show. Every time a good performance came up, and then the time came out and then they went into the Prince stuff. Oh my gosh, with Bruno Mars. It was so, there was just so many good performances. Lady Gaga and Metallica. Did you hear what happened to Metallica with the mic not being live? And so like he was singing, but nobody, but it wasn't coming out. You know, it was.
I did not hear.
Yeah. And then Lady Gaga did, she jumped into the crowd and did some crowd surfing. It was so cool. And then Katy Perry, like all these people, Adele, I started crying when she did the George Michael tribute. It was just absolutely moving. Her voice is amazing. And of course, you know that she picked up like 3 more Grammys. So did you know that? You don't know anything? You don't
even know
none
that.
Of the news. What are you guys doing?
We were having a quiet dinner at home, cooking together.
Well,
so.
I was cooking, but when the time came on, I was like, all right. And I did the, doing the dance, you know, where you swing your legs to the side. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and everybody in the crowd was doing it, too. It was very, very, very lighthearted.
Next time there's an awards show, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah. It was fun. I can't believe you guys missed it.
My mom watched it, so if she was here, she would be talking to
you
about it.
Did she say she loved it?
Oh, she said it was great.
It was great. It was unbelievable. Oh, and then the Bee Gees, all the different artists did
covers.
The covers of the of the Bee Gees songs, but they left out the best one, "Nights on Broadway," which is my favorite Bee Gees song. So, yeah, but it was still really good. But the best part of that song is kind of slow, so it would have been difficult for them to, I think, orchestrate it, you know?
Yes.
But anything's possible. Unbelievable talent. Unbelievable last night, the way people can dance and sing. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll have to look at the clips.
I was very impressed.
Yeah,
YouTube because it was live, you know? And that's the thing that makes, that's a lot of pressure. And these people, they performed amazing.
Who hosted it?
The guy that does that. Danny, do you know who I'm talking about? He does the show with, like, the pretend taxi. Or is it? No, it's a real taxi.
Oh,
but they had
James
Gordon.
Yeah.
James Gordon?
I thought he was very good. It was very lighthearted.
That's the thing with these award shows is I think they take it too far sometimes, and I can't handle all the skits and stuff that they do. It's just like too much. I'm like, I want to see the performances and the awards, and that's it.
I don't think he overdid it. I think he did a really good job. I really do.
That's good.
You guys didn't see it, so you have no way of commenting.
We have no way.
Well, I love him. He's funny.
You know, I saw maybe a total of an hour of it.
Well, then,
you know, I was just going back and forth.
Okay,
but
so,
I just like, it's not that I can't stomach award shows anymore. I really don't. They bore me. They really,
really?
Do bore me. And, I did miss the Bruno Mars tribute.
I love Bruno.
Oh, my God. He killed it. Killed it. He and the Time. You should see the Time. How good they were after all these years.
I did catch the, the F-bomb.
From who? Oh, from Adele?
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, I missed that.
I just thought that
I was watching, but I just, it went right over my head.
You know,
I just
if you're going to do a tribute to George Michael, why pick a song that nobody knows?
Yeah, well, she apologized, too, for the I didn't realize it was an F-bomb, but.
But nobody knows that song.
Yeah.
Only the George Michael fans know the song, but for everybody, you know.
Yeah. Well, it had me in tears. I was in tears like half the audience. But what did you think about, was it Gary Clark Jr. with the guitar that sounded like Stevie Ray? I lost it. Oh, my gosh. That's when I jumped up off the couch and Nia's like, Mom. And so I went to my air guitar. I just love that. What is it, Danny? Do you know what I'm talking about? Just that rhythm and blues with the guitar. It was like Stevie Ray. It was amazing. But of course, it wasn't Stevie Ray.
I missed that.
It was Gary Clark Jr. and somebody else, but I missed who the other guy was. And I tried real quick to get it on my phone to download the music because it was so good. It was killing me. It was just so good.
Killer.
Well, right now, I'm confident that's right now you can find a clip of that.
You see how excited I am?
And
I saw you pull that up.
I mean, it was just awesome. It was awesome to watch. So what else have we got? Well, who else wants to talk about something? What do you want to talk about, Shelley?
Oh, my goodness.
Shelley and
I just
I went
got
out,
back. Oh,
we went out drinking Friday night.
Yes, we did go out drinking.
Hey.
And that was fun.
Yeah, Bern said y'all had a lot of fun.
we didn't really do any. We went to Sprezza for dinner.
Which was fan-frickin-tastic.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Getting crazy on crazy water, huh?
Yes. Crazy on crazy water. Sprezza was fantastic.
Well, and my family bar is like right next door. I don't own it. My niece and nephew do now.
And we did have to. Thank you.
But
we walked down there. That was
It was like two blocks.
Very cool.
Like literally 1 minute, two blocks. And so not even that. It was like one block. It's like almost right next door.
It was great.
But so Shelley, innocent Shelley over here says, let's have a buttery nipple.
Yeah.
And it was like midnight. It was midnight, okay? And so I'm like, okay, but if we do, we're not leaving for a while because obviously we're not going to drink and drive like that so close. And so I don't know. I got home really late.
Well, and I live an hour away.
Yeah.
But yes, and it wasn't quite.
And then we stole the glasses, but we're going to bring them back.
Oh, my goodness. There's some things we don't need to share,
a tradition. It's a grapevine.
Is it?
Yes, that's part of the tradition. No, it's built into the system. So Michelle and Richard used to, you know, that was the way, because he didn't have money when he first, they started out with very meager beginnings. When he signed that lease and they started up, they had hardly any money for the startup. And so Richard was very inventive and he thought, okay, yeah, we'll get glasses, Michelle too, from all the,
yard sales?
Yard sales and
flea markets?
Salvation Army, all those places.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And so all the glasses are different, but that's part of what makes the grapevine so cool.
That's cool. I like
that. And so if you see a glass that you really like, you take it, and then we're bringing them back.
I'll add.
So Saturday, I go to get something out of my purse, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot I had the glass in my purse, so I pulled it out. Fun weekend.
It was
all
fun.
Right. All right, here we go. We got, who is this? Prince from last night. Yeah. You should have seen it, Danny. It was amazing. Okay, everybody. I'm focused. We've got a great show coming up. We've got Dr. Brad Dieter, Kelly Davis, and Shelley Gardner. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300, or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
Enough last night. I'm going to have to crank it tonight. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Shelley Gardner, and I've got Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. How are you doing today, Dr. Brad?
I'm doing great, especially after that pump-up.
I know. I'm so jacked up since last night, all the dancing I did. Oh, my goodness. Well, let me tell people who you are. So Dr. Brad Dieter is a certified sports nutritionist from the ISSN. That's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, run by our very own Dr. Joey Antonio, PhD. Dr. Dieter is a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog Science Driven Nutrition. That's sciencedrivennutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public and brings the best information in the industry straight to you. And so today we're talking about risk of a sweet but short life. So I'm guessing this is all about sugar. Tell us a little bit about this article, Dr. Brad.
Yeah, so this is actually a perfect article for us to talk about because it kind of blends the two worlds I live in, a very hardcore basic science, and then how do we convey those findings to the public. So. Mm-hmm. The article that you guys linked to and that we're going to talk about, basically the article that was put out talks about how, you know, having a high sugar diet can shorten your lifespan. And that was kind of the basis of this article on, I think it was published on New Hope Network. Mm-hmm. And they referenced a study that was published in a journal called Cell Reports, where they basically gave fruit flies and a certain type of worm a high sugar diet and looked at whether they died faster than
really
flies or worms that don't eat a high sugar.
Well, now
so that was kind of the basis of the article. That's what they used to talk about this sugar issue.
Well, I think you're going to ask the same question I'm thinking,
and I'm
Shelley.
Are worms
and fruit flies and humans like really that connected where it would be a good study?
Thank you.
So this is like the perfect example of where the science and the communication of science to the public really gets lost in translation. So I actually went through and read the whole paper and all the methods and everything late last night, and it was a really interesting paper. But how we can take that finding and say, okay, humans, if you have a piece of cake, you're going to die early, right? We really can't make that connection based on the type of study that's done and reported in this journal.
Right. Well, I just think there's so much overconsumption. I've seen the stats that Americans just eat hundreds of pounds of sugar a year. And we never used to eat like that. We really didn't. But, our life expectancy is longer now in some cases. But all this sugar, and it made me question myself, Dr. Dieter. I'm like, so I don't eat that much sugar. I really don't. But you know where I get my sugar fix from? My red wine. I'm just going to say, right? That's my sugar fix, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's interesting is, for some reason the last probably 10 years is we've all jumped on the sugar wagon, but if you really look at the data, is we don't have just a sugar problem. We have a sugar problem and a fat problem and a protein problem, right? We're just eating too much of everything. And that's really what the data shows is, since the mid-1900s is our food intake, both from added sugars and added fat, have risen dramatically, and they've risen together, right? It hasn't really been, one has outstripped the other dramatically that's going to make the big difference, but they've both contributed to the problem we have.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever gone vintage clothes shopping? I'm going to guess probably not.
I have a huge, when I was in high school and in college, I used to love going to the local thrift store and finding
All right, Dr. Dieter.
Clothing. So I've spent many a night in there.
Well, I love vintage clothes. I do. But the reason I brought them up is because, so there's this trunk show that comes through Dallas once a year, and it's what she goes all over the country and gets like the classic pieces, even from like the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and they're just gorgeous, and they don't make a lot of clothes like that anymore. But the thing that's so just incredibly unusual about these clothes is they are cut so small. Women back in like the 40s and 50s had little teeny weeny waistlines. We were like the French. I mean, very, very small. And you don't see that now. I mean, the clothes that you see at like Target and Walmart and Nordstrom or whatever it is, they are cut huge by comparison.
Yeah. It's really interesting if you watch the way that sizes of clothes have changed over the last 30 or 40 years or so.
Yeah. And you see it too with European clothing.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And because they haven't done that's vanity sizing.
Right.
And they've even done it with our shoes, Bernadette.
I was just going to say that. I read an article on that a couple of weeks ago. And so that's so crazy too because it does us no good when they do that. It's really because you think you're a two. You're not a two. You're really a six or maybe even an eight based on some of the things that I read. And so, let's go back to the sugar though. So, why, after all this research, is sugar still so highly consumed? What's your opinion?
I think it's an environmental issue, right? I don't really think it's so much of a personal choice. People are just deciding, oh, I know sugar's horrible for me, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think it's just an environmental, systemic problem of all of our foods have added sugar, right? If you look at dressings, sauces, yogurts, sodas, pretty much everything has added sugar that really just is, it's not meant for anything other than to make things taste better. And that's just basically additional calories that we don't need. I think the other thing is convenience, right? Most of the convenient foods that we use because our lives are so hectic and busy is they usually have substantial amount of added sugar. It's even hard now to find peanut butter without added sugar unless you grind it yourself.
Right. Well, I was reading about, artificial sweeteners, and there's this little thing that says, this little article that says, colorful little cancer packets. Sweet and Low comes in a pretty little pink packet. Many years ago, in fact, decades ago, science warned us about saccharin causing cancer in rats, but people forgot that this synthetic stuff dissolves in just seconds with a weird little fizz, and then the horrible aftertaste face is the warning sign most people try to ignore so they can't, so they can cut calories. But what's really going on in their body? So I'm going to ask you, what about artificial sweeteners? And are they really that bad for you? And they do have a sucrose, not sucrose, sorry, a glucose response, do they not?
Yeah, so, you know, artificial sweeteners are a very interesting area of research. If I can break it down as simple as I can with everything I've come to understand, is when we talk about, these artificial sweeteners from a lot of different perspectives, is one, if you look at a lot of the literature, they don't really contribute to obesity or weight gain that we can tell, right? A lot of the randomized controlled trials, which are, you know, considered more gold standard of evidence, show that when you swap out, you know, sweetened beverages versus artificially sweetened beverages, those people tend to lose weight. The other thing we do know is that it, at some level of consumption, we haven't figured out the exact dosing yet in humans, but it can cause some issues with the microbiome that long-term could affect weight control.
Ah.
Now, we don't really know. A lot of the studies that have done that have been in animals, and the dosing has been, you know, unbelievably high. So we don't really know at what dose in humans does that effect start to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some, you know, some reasoning to think that, you know, people should probably not be consuming a lot of artificial sweetener a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last piece that you kind of talked about is how our brain determines a lot of these sweetening things, right?
Yes.
So I think that's an area of research where we're really trying to fully understand it, because a lot of times these artificial sweeteners they register as sweeter than normal sugar. So whether that changes our preference for food long term is something we don't really understand. Now, there is some rationale to think that, you know, if somebody's trying to change their dietary habits and trying to eat healthier and kind of change their palate to where they're not craving sweet foods, relying on artificial sweetener may not be the best modality to do it long term. Now, if you're trying to cut somebody off of, you know, drinking 800 calories of Coke a day and you switch them to Diet Coke, that may be a good short-term solution for some weight loss.
Right.
But I think over time, long-term, you need to start slowly weaning people off that too, just because of the palate and the taste and some of those other things. But I think for now, what we can say about artificial sweeteners is when consumed in moderate doses, they don't appear to be super harmful.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some research that needs to be done on their, you know, how they interact with the reward circuitry in the brain.
I read a book about aspartame over 20 years ago. Just always kind of been fascinated with just food. Maybe it's the Italian in me looking, you know, to always provide good quality ingredients. But I wouldn't put aspartame in my body after what I read. It to me,
that's the original, isn't it? That's the
It's still
the pink.
Aspartame is aspartame.
But I mean, that's the pink package, right?
No, that's saccharin.
No,
that's saccharin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sweet and low is saccharin.
Sweet and low is saccharin. And aspartame is, I don't know, is it the blue one? Is it
Equal? It's the blue one. It's Equal. Yep. Remember the little gumballs they sent to us? They sent gumballs to everyone in America to try this new sweetener. I remember that. It was
really
impressionable to me as a kid.
I don't remember that.
Well, Brad, real quickly, you know, far as of all the lesser evils, is there a lesser evil? Is sucralose maybe better than aspartame?
Well, it's really hard to tell. You know, I would say if I was going to rank them, my first choice would probably be stevia.
Me too.
That seems to be, you know, probably the least problematic of all of them.
Yeah.
It's got kind of, in my opinion, the worst aftertaste of all of them.
Sweet leaf stevia doesn't. I think sweet leaf stevia is a great product. Have you ever tried that particular brand?
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, if it's just me because I don't use a lot of artificial sweetener. If it's kind of, that's just the way it is. But I'd say that's probably the best choice. And then probably, you know, the other two of, you know, acesulfame K, and which is used in a lot of like protein powders and stuff like that. And then probably the saccharin. But
what about erythritol? Or is that something you've thought about?
Yeah, so that's just a sugar alcohol. It gets metabolized similarly, but a little bit different. I know a lot of people can have they're more likely to have GI issues on that than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it comes down to these conversations around artificial sweeteners, I think can almost, you know, I'm somebody who thinks very much in the gray and not in the black and white, but if you're consuming an obscene amount of these things, then you have something to worry about, right? If you're having a Diet Coke a day, you're probably, there's no real reason you need to, you know, put your tinfoil hat on. So I think it really comes down to dosing, right? And if how much, you're, I mean, if you're somebody who has, you know, a cup of coffee with two packets of artificial sweetener in the morning, you have a protein shake for breakfast, you're having two Diet Cokes at lunch, you're, you know, having another latte in the afternoon with some artificial sweetener, and then at dinner you have another artificial sweetener. It's like, if that's the kind of thing that you're doing, cutting back is probably a good idea. But if you're having a Diet Coke a day, the conversation is kind of a moot point just because of the dosing.
Yeah, I would agree. And but, you know, there's so many fine sparkling waters out there now that there's some great choices. But we've got to go to break. Dr. Dieter, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. That's Dr. Brad Dieter. You can find him at OneLifeRadio.com or his blog at Science Driven Nutrition. We'll be right back with Kelly Davis.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, killing me on the music here this morning, and I, or this afternoon. It's afternoon now, except if you're listening someplace else, we're a different time.
Oops.
Oopsie. All right, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I've got Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Shelley Gardner, and I've got my special guest today, Kelly Davis, on the line. She is a founder. She is the founder of FitThrive.com, a site dedicated to improving the lives of women through fitness and nutrition. She is the co-founder of Get Glutes, a woman's workout system, and the co-author of Strong Curves, a book that helps women build their best bodies through resistance training. She works as a private fitness and nutrition instructor, both online and in her home in Northern California. Love having this girl on the show. Kelly, welcome back.
Thank you. I always love being on the show.
Well, you know, this is a really important subject, and I didn't realize that we were talking about this morning until Sunday night, and this actually happened to me on Saturday, where I was not loving my body because I'm used to having like a very flat stomach and no fat, and I've got this chub on my stomach that I have been fighting to get rid of for months, and I think it's all stress-induced, but I was putting myself down because I was at a friend's, and we were trying on clothes, and I said, I grabbed my stomach, and I said, I hate my stomach right now, and she said, don't talk that way about yourself, Bernadette, don't ever do that, and I said, well, I'm just saying, you know, and then we were laughing and stuff, but she went on to give me a little bit of a dissertation afterwards. It's one of my BFFs, her name is Liz, and she said, you really should never do that. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And in fact, having those negative thoughts and self-talk is really one of the biggest setbacks when it comes to reaching our health and fitness goals. If you approach fitness, nutrition, health with a positive mindset, then everything sort of falls into place. But if you go into a workout or, you know, just a transition in life where you're looking at yourself in a negative light and you're seeing yourself as being flawed, then that's just it's creating more stress, and it'll induce more bad habits because you're not really embracing who you are and loving all your positive and negative qualities.
Well, you know, what you said really hit home for me just now, because I approach everything else in my life with a positive attitude. That's got how I've gotten through so many things in my life. But yet I don't see it when it comes to, like, with my body, you know, and it's kind of in my face here a little bit. I'm being very transparent. And so what does it mean to love yourself, Kelly? What does it mean to love your body? And this goes for men too. This is not just a woman thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's holistic. It's not just your physical body, but just your entire presence and being. It's embracing who you are, accepting the fact that we all do have positive and negative traits, and that we can overcome them through habitual practices. But often those practices are like the last thing. Like your friend, she stepped right on top of that and said, no, you're not going to talk to yourself this way. And I'm sure you would do that in the same situation for a friend.
Absolutely.
But we're the last person to do it for ourselves.
Yeah, isn't that interesting that we mm-hmm. are that way? Shelley Gardner, who's in studio
with
me today, who's also
Hi, Kelly, a good friend.
In fact, when we were out to dinner, I was thanking her for being such a good friend. She's always there for me. But she was saying that your book and you actually changed her whole perspective about her body.
Well, and it's because I grew up in an era where Cindy Crawford was really, you know, hot and big.
Yep.
And I'm the kind of person, I always have a big booty, no matter how trim I am. You know, that's a lot of muscle tone there, big thighs, and it's been a real transformative process. Basically, interacting with you and the programs that you have online just helped me recast how I saw my lower body, and to be excited, you know, like if I have to get a bigger size jeans because my booty is rounder, to be excited about that.
I love it.
And so I really do want to tell you thank you very much.
And J-Lo.
Woohoo! And, you know, but that's a hard thing to get your mind around. But it's more than just your body, isn't it, Kelly? Because I found that I'm at a certain age where I've started not, you know, accepting who I am and my personality and not believing the 10, you know, they say 10% of the people you meet won't like you. And I used to spend 90% of my time on those 10% of the people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just now seeking out, what do you think, you know, you surround yourself, like Bernadette obviously is doing, with people who say you're all right. And stop trying to prove yourself over and over to the people who just don't get you to begin with.
Well, I was frustrated because I couldn't fit into the jeans that I wanted to buy, you know, and she didn't have the next size up, and I was just so miserable. And so I bought something else anyway, but I got past it. And she was right. Mm-hmm. It absolutely is not a good thing to do that. And you know, it's funny. So ever since we had that conversation, I swear to you, I feel like the fat on my stomach is starting to kind of go away from me just not caring about it. I always lose and gain weight quickly, though. I really, really do. I respond very quickly. But
well, you know, you talk about body image, and you look at, you know, one of your idols, Adele.
Oh, exactly.
You know, you look at someone like Adele, or you look at an Amy Schumer. Do you mm-hmm. think that has helped the body image of, you know, some of these teens?
Well, I think so. What do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to see these women that we idolize and that are highly successful as more than just their looks. I mean, they're gorgeous women, but they're also extremely brilliant, driven, talented, and there's so many other attributes that they bring forth that are admirable aside from being beautiful people. So I definitely agree with that. And, you know, like, for instance, with the jeans, those aren't your jeans. It's not, you know, it just wasn't meant to be. They weren't meant for you. And that's how I feel, Shelly, about people who
No, I'm going to get into those jeans, Kelly.
Well, I mean, you know, they weren't your jeans at the time.
At that day,
Yeah, if that's a goal, then that's a goal. And same thing with negative people in your life. Those aren't your people. Just, mm-hmm. you know, politely kick them out of the car so you have room for people who do embrace you and who do lift you up and provide, you know, a positive experience in your life.
Oh, I love that. Kick them out of the car. I really like that. I'm going to remember that.
Now, make more room for the good people in your life.
Now, Kelly, coming from a guy's perspective here, I'm going to play, not so much devil's advocate, but what I do is I look at myself in the mirror and go, you fat SOB. But I turn that into motivation going, what the heck happened to you in the last 2-3 months or 2 or 3 years? And I use that, though, as motivation.
Yeah, I mean, it can definitely be a positive motivation, but you don't want to turn it into a negative experience. Oh, I'm going to slave away on the treadmill because I'm a fat SOB. No, you're going to work out because it's going to improve your longevity, your mood, your mental clarity. You're going to sleep better. Your clothes will fit better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll have more energy. Your sex life will improve. There's so many positive attributes that happen from taking care of our bodies that we shouldn't turn it into a negative experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, I broke my foot at the first of the year. So that put a dagger in my typical routine. It's starting to heal now. I even danced last night a little bit and it wasn't like killing me. So that's good. But things like that happen in life and you just got to roll with it, right?
Yeah. And for instance, there you go. You look back and you're like, oh, how did I get like this? Oh, well, I had this experience that was a setback. Same thing, like what happened to me over the last 3 or 4 months, you can kind of replay that, look at how your habits changed, and pinpoint what you need to do to get back to that positive, healthy space.
Yeah, and there's so many, there's a lot of good books out there too. There's a lot of good tips. I was reading on Tiny Buddha that some of the things they say to do is, let's see here. It says, begin your day with love, not technology. That's a good one. Take time to meditate and journal and talk yourself happy. So, Danny, you could get up in the morning and go, hi, you beautiful
creature. Happy, joy.
Oh, my God. But it says get emotionally honest and expand your interest. All things that I agree with. There's lots of information out there to give us all a little bit of a boost, you know, at the end of the day. And your book is one of them. Strong Curves, it's a great book. It really, really is. And Shelley's read it. All right.
It's in my phone right now.
Well, there you go. All right.
Thank you.
Kelly, always great having you on the show. Have a great afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Bernadette.
Uh-huh. Bye. All right. Bye-bye. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We're listening. I'm silly as you know what today. One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
This is Bernadette with Dan the Man. I've got Lexi Brinkley and Shelley Gardner. Shelley Gardner is the owner of Christmas Light Source. It has been online since 2005. And you've done a great job with that company. Seriously, you've got Walmart, Target, and then Shelley.
Thank you.
You're like a master.
Well, and we've just been working really hard, and we're seeing, you know, even in the off season, but, you know, it's a challenge to balance that work and life and have fun and play when you play and work when you work.
It is. And this is some of the conversation that we had over dinner Friday night about the importance of family and the family dinner. I know it's something that's incredibly important to me, even if it's just little, if it's just me and Nina, because my oldest is off at college now. And if it's just she and I, you know, we have these little bachelorette nights. That's what we call them. And, you know, I cook, like last night, I had fresh broccoli with lemon and butter, and I made homemade mashed potatoes, which made her really, really happy. And then we had these like fake chicken nugget things. I don't know what they were, but you know, it's a good substitute for chicken. I just can't do it. And so, but of course I dragged them in ketchup and then some mustard too. So they were really, really yummy. But you know, the thing that made it so nice is just sitting down with my little girl and having conversation with her.
Well, and that's part of the process. And that's what we were doing last night. And as a family, we were doing that. And in fact, they even show that Nia will probably perform better in school because you
Absolutely.
Do that together.
Absolutely.
And don't you find, and she's going to have great manners. We recently just decompressed and took a family cruise, which we never do. And we have, because we're entrepreneurs and we own our own business, we can never get away together. Mm. And it was fun to take a cruise and see my son dressed. He's 13, dressed in a suit, eating with his hands,
nice.
You know, like the European way, you know, with the fork in the right hand and
I'm seeing some sort of movie, but I don't remember
hand,
what it was.
You know, with the eating, and it was really, you know, so I know he can behave in public, and that's how we maintain connection with each other.
Well, and these benefits for children, that's one of them, manners, and then you know, eating healthier. So critical. So many children in this country, it really bothers me. It like really bothers me that so many children don't get the proper nutrition. They don't get to sit down at these meals with their families because, you know, mom's working, dad's working. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. And it's just, it breaks my heart. It really, really does, because that was one of the best parts of my childhood is the good food that my mom and dad prepared.
Well, and she didn't add a lot of sugar to your food. There wasn't a lot of extra, you know, and that's part we were speaking earlier about how sugar's just not the greatest choice for us.
Mm-mm.
But unless you prepare your own food, it's really hard to stay in control of that.
Yeah.
And you also have to understand, but at the same time, Bernadette, I also had a valuable lesson lately about tailoring a growing teen's body for their diet versus what I'm eating.
Oh,
I had a
yes.
big wake-up call. I had taken Jack to some time trials, and he is a great swim coach. She's a West Point graduate, and she said, Shelley, he's not eating enough. He's too lean. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm giving him what I thought was plenty of food, and come to find out he should be eating 3,500 calories a day, 60% of it from carbohydrates. See, I'm a grown
and
woman.
You asked
I
him.
Don't eat that way.
Right.
I asked him, I said, Jack,
this is sad, you guys.
Aren't
Listen.
You hungry all the time? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, what are you doing? Why aren't you eating more? He says, well, I didn't want to be a burden on the family, Mom.
Is that the cutest thing? Honestly, Aww. What that's the, just and, the cutest thing.
And I put that to rest right then. I said, we can feed you, Jack. Eat all you want. I found out that when I was making, say, chicken or making dinner and had it all on the cooking sheet, that he was taking what I thought was a normal portion when he really wanted all of the food. And so the following Monday, I gave him three lunches for lunch. He had 15 meatballs. He had fish and chips. He had mashed potatoes and gravy just for lunch. And the teacher gave me the feedback that his speed doubled. He was doing flip turns. He was happy.
Wow.
He was joyous.
Wow.
So if your teen seems a little sad, maybe you need to look at feeding them more.
Give them more food.
Who knew?
You know, Nia goes off to school with the, like, my big fat Greek wedding lunches, Danny, like the big bag.
I love that.
I prepared this.
What do you put?
Oh, well, I put the leftovers from, so today she had a couple of those little chicken things and she had some nice mashed potatoes and the leftover broccoli. And I put it in one of my Italian bowls and I actually at the school bought an oven so that she doesn't have to microwave her food and then she brings it back and I wash the dish and you know and so she gets good quality food even in the lunches I send her off to school
she
with.
Can heat that at school
uh-huh
really
yep.
that's fantastic
yep she can
I
heat
love
it at
that.
School because I don't want her killing all the nutrients from the microwave. So many people need to be reminded of that. I use my microwave as a bread box unless I'm like only to like heat up some coffee, maybe if I don't want to make a pot of coffee. And I
do too. I warm my bread up.
That's about it. But
yes, but anything with protein, it really does change the protein structure. That's why you should never microwave breast milk or anything like that. But I've been using my thermos. and it seems to stay hot for the 2 or 3 hours for the boys.
Yeah.
So that's an alternative.
I actually saw a funny video that was streaming on Facebook about this woman was feeding these people in I think it was in London, dog milk. Okay.
Ew.
Did you see it?
Wait,
okay. You
just,
say, ooh, but what's the difference? So the point is, what's the difference between dog milk, goat milk, cow milk, all these different things? It's still milk from another animal, but it was interesting to watch people's reactions to that. And it was in connection with, of course, the dairy industry and how just how badly they treat the animals. I actually posted one of the things on our Facebook page. It's really, really good. It's not real super sad, I promise you. But and there's no like real bad pictures in it. But it's we all need to be educated about that. We really do because it does matter.
Well,
our children need to know where their food's coming to so they don't continue that, just continue all the madness, for lack of a better word.
And that's part of the reason we have chickens at our house. And I have to tell you, Bernadette, you have affected the way I look at food. So we do eat meat.
Me too.
We do eat meat, but we're very careful to make sure it's humanely raised, that it's organic, that it's without chemicals. And you know, I've noticed
it's the right thing to do.
Humanely treated animals. That's what we're called to do. Be good stewards. And
well,
I really
do you know
do
that if a
labels.
Mama cow has a boy cow, has a male cow, that she never ever they take him away, they put him in the crates, but it's bad no matter whether you're a female baby cow, you know, calf or male. But the males never get any time with their mother. They're put into little, you know, wooden crates so that their muscles go into atrophy because they turn them into veal. That's part of what the video is about. And you as a mother, I breastfed my babies. I think
I
you
did too.
For
a long time.
I know a lot of guys out there going, oh, come on, let's not talk about this. I don't want to hear about it. But I'm going to tell you guys, okay, it is an important part of motherhood to breastfeed your baby. It's the most natural thing on earth, and it's beneficial for the baby too. And so it just breaks my heart that we have to be able to do things better. You know, how much milk do we throw down the drain in this country or throw into dumpsters? And these are all animals that suffer while we waste their life and waste their milk. And it's just, I don't know. It's like this cycle. You have to watch it.
It speaks to being frugal and to being thrifty and to honoring the food.
Yes, honoring the food, which is part of the beautiful thing when you sit down at a dinner that you've honored the food and you're thankful for the food. It's very spiritual. It really is.
Well, and it also speaks to purchasing your food locally, to building relationships with the farmers and the ranchers around you and seeing the operation where your meat's actually coming from. And you can do that no matter where you live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unless you know folks who live in the big cities. They don't have that luxury, do they? We live in Dallas, but we have a lot of area,
right?
So they'll just, you know, at some point you just have to watch your labels and make better choices. And we
just
see
don't
that.
Waste the food and
don't waste the food.
Okay, I'm gonna change gears here because I know you love to read like I do. What are some books you're reading right now?
What
are you doing?
We're in a phase of business where we're about to grow and we're expanding, so I'm really reading E-Myth Mastery and E-Myth Revisited.
That's
all
so crazy.
About processes.
I had my hand on that. I kid you not.
You did not.
I had my hand on that book yesterday afternoon. I went into my office, which I'm getting ready to prepare for because I, you know, we're closing Adrift. So my home office is now going to be the office for everything. And so I had my hand on that book last night.
You'll love it. Add Scaling Up to the list as well.
Okay. So for people that don't know about this book, tell them about it.
Okay. Well, E-Myth Revisited, these are old, these are classic books, and Scaling Up is a classic as well, all focused on going to the next level in your business because it's either grow or die. And without processes, you have to work yourself out of a job in your own business. And so my goal right now is, like, for instance, I'm going to have a complete manual with all of my processes outlined so that if something were to happen to me, so I can leave my business and have everything carry on.
But with balance, you know, I think you know, you don't, we used to have this thing called franchise-itis, okay, where you get one, you want two, you want three, you want five, you want 10, you want to be the one, you know, at the convention that has the most, you know, the most franchises. You have to keep it in balance. I'm dealing with a family member right now who's really doing well, but they're losing the balance, you know, too much responsibility, forgetting about the family, the importance of the family meal. You have to keep it in check because those babies are going to grow up quick and all that money is just going to sit in the bank. It's better to keep it balanced.
Yes.
Run one or two or three really good businesses, not 100, you know, and have more balance in your life. You'll be happier.
Yes.
Good advice.
Definitely. I wholeheartedly agree, Bernadette.
All right, everyone. You know what? I hope you enjoyed the show. We always enjoy doing it. Thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.